Sergeant Mark McDonald, good old Macca from the Mildura Police Traffic Department. Very good morning to you, Macca. How are you?
Good morning, Matt, man. Morning, everyone.
Great to catch up with you. It's been a while. Been busy on the roads around Sunraysia.
Yeah, it's a busy time of year. We're coming up to that crazy season where all the businesses are there and the school, they're all having their breakups, their Christmas parties and things like that. So it's a really, really busy and dangerous time, you know, for people making the wrong decisions.
All right, so RBTs, and I'd imagine they'd be stepping up.
Yeah, absolutely. We run operations all year round, but certainly this time of year we really ramp it up. It's not just the highway patrol. Every unit, every police unit on the road is a potential booze bus. They can pull over at any stage and just set up an RBT site and spend half an hour there, and they can move to another site and so on. So this time of year, that's what the expectations are, and there'll be probably tens of thousands of preliminary breath tests being conducted around the region.
Fatigue is a big one too, isn't it? Especially on long trips for those people coming home for Chrissy.
Absolutely. That's right. This time of year, a lot of people go on holidays, and a lot of people come in to Mildura as well. So it's hard to kind of reach them. But this type of message is not just statewide; it's national wide. If you're going to be travelling long distance, especially if you're not used to driving long distances, just take your time. Make sure you get a good night's sleep the night before. Share the driving if there's other people in the car. If you're starting to feel tired, the only thing that takes that away is a sleep. You can drink as much coffee and all these little things that people try and do.
Yep.
Sleep is the only thing that cures fatigue.
Power nap?
Yeah, absolutely. Pull off the side of the road, lay the seat back, in one of those truck parking areas or something like that, and have a 10-15 minute snooze. Close the eyes. It's not going to make any difference really at the end of the day. On a 5 or 6 hour trip, 10 minutes is not going to be any difference.
Current operations?
As I said, there's RBT type operations floating around. We have an operations targeting mobile phones and distraction type things as well. That's still a big issue. People still not getting the message that it is one of the most dangerous things you can do, particularly texting and things like that.
Correct.
I think there was a big thing on TV last night with Ray Martin, and that was a really good a message to get out there. So
it won't happen to me.
No, exactly.
It's
right.
Special last
and,
night.
The amount of people that I speak to, or my members speak to, when they're given those horrible death messages and things like that they all say the same thing. They didn't think it would happen to them or their family, and unfortunately, it can, and it probably will. At some stage through your life, you'll know someone maybe close to you or a good friend or a relative that probably will get either seriously injured or killed in a car accident. So, it'd be fantastic if we get to a point where that doesn't exist. In the meantime, we have to be out there enforcing the road rules, and we expect people to abide by.
Pretty simple stuff. Sergeant Mark McDonald from the Mildura Police Traffic Department. Always good to catch up with you, Macca. Thank you so much for your time. We'll catch up in the next week or so.
Thanks, Mark.